This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh today. During the visit, he will offer prayers at Sri Brahmarambha Temple at Srisailam in Nandyal district. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees in Karnool in the afternoon. These projects span across key sectors including defence manufacturing. Mr. Modi will also address a public gathering on the occasion. BJP has released its third list of 18 candidates for the Bihar Assembly polls. The party has fielded Sanjay Pandey from Narkatiyaganj, Umakant Singh from Chanpatia and Lal Babu Prasad Gupta from Chiraiya. Beena Devi will contest from Kochadhaman seat, Satish Kumar Yadav from Raghopur and Murari Paswan will fight from Pirpanti. With this, the party has announced its candidates from 101 seats. The government has said that the number of districts most affected by Naxalism has been brought down to 3 from 6. Now, only Bijapur, Sukma and Narayanpur in Chhattisgarh are the most affected districts by left-wing extremism. In a statement, the Ministry of Home Affairs said these numbers showcase a giant stride towards Modi government's determination to build a Naxal-free Bharat. The ministry said the government is committed to completely eradicate the Naxal menace by March 2026. Earlier, 61 Naxals surrendered in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra, while 27 Maoists laid down their weapons in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. Northern Railway is running 1,000 extra special trains during Diwali and Chhat Puja this year to cater to the festive season demand. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, General Manager of Northern Railway Ashok Kumar Verma said a dedicated control room has been set up, ensuring round-the-clock monitoring.
Diwali plus Chhat ka combined.
The combined period of Diwali and Chhat becomes a time when people get holidays, and during this period they make their plans and have the desire to travel. Our effort is to provide maximum convenience to as many people as possible and help them reach their homes comfortably. And when they return, we have to be prepared for the return traffic as well. There are two main aspects to this: how many extra trains and how many additional seats or sitting capacity we need to create, and what facilities need to be enhanced at the stations to handle the passengers coming and going.
Uttar Pradesh government is organizing Divya Diwali Mela starting today in many districts, which will showcase the excellent handicraft and other items prepared by Divyangs only. Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities is organizing the first of its kind of traditional fair, which will be held for 2 days in Lucknow and other districts. Minister of State for Backward Classes, Welfare and Disabled Empowerment, Narendra Kashyap, said that the objective of this event is to provide market to the excellent products. In a landmark development for Indian sports, Ahmedabad in Gujarat has been recommended as the host city for the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The announcement was made during the Executive Board meeting of Commonwealth Sport, marking a historic moment as the Games will coincide with the centenary celebrations of the Commonwealth Sports Movement. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya will arrive in India today on a 2-day official visit, marking her first trip to the country since assuming office. Ms. Amarasuriya, who will be in India till October 18th, is scheduled to meet senior political leaders to discuss key bilateral issues. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for today. Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Lakshadweep. In the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Pakistan and England shared 1 point each after their clash got abandoned due to rain at the Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday. It was a major setback for Pakistan as they are yet to win a single match in the tournament. In today's fixture, Australia will take on Bangladesh at the ACA-VDCA Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam. The match will begin at 3 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.